876-3692.
BS in the morning.
Kevin Farley, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Thanks for having me in here, guys.
Dude, this is great. You have no idea how excited we are.
I know. I've been excited all morning.
This is
like, you know, you grow up.
You guys have a boring life.
You know, I guys grew up in the 90s, man, and it's like, you know, you're like a big part like playing, you know, the...
I'm a legacy.
Security guard. Wayne's World guy, and, you know, all the different movies or whatever, all the big movies in the 90s.
I'm a legacy. You know, I was involved with all that stuff, so, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm part of that whole thing. You know, I never made it on SNL or anything, but I hung around a lot.
Sure.
So that's what I'm thinking. You got some of the best stories, man.
I got a lot of great stories. I mean, thinking back in the 90s, they were fun times. SNL was great. Those were fun. I mean, I just hung around a lot, you know, so I was kind of like the little brother hanging around, and I got to observe.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you say the 90s were some of the best years for SNL?
I think so, because I don't know. For some reason, it was... I don't know, more outrageous sort of, you know, I think now...
Comedy in general was a lot more outrageous back then.
Yeah, it was outrageous, and you could take a lot more chances, it seems. It seems pretty homogenized now. It seems like everything's political now.
I was going to say, really political.
Which is kind of like, that was not the way it was in the 90s.
No,
you didn't have to be political about everything.
No. Right. You can make fun of Janet Reno and not do it as a political stance. You know?
The cold open would be like a blender that he's throwing fish in or something. It wouldn't be like, you know.
Yeah, it'd be some silly stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I don't think they do. They don't get as silly as they used to.
Right.
Which I really like silly.
Yeah, exactly.
I like to get silly.
Yeah, it's because everybody hates Pete Davidson. That's really what it is.
That's the truth, man.
Yeah.
Everybody hates Pete Davidson.
I know. That's how you're going to open the show tonight, the comedy works.
Yeah, everybody hates Pete Davidson. Even Pete Davidson hates Pete Davidson.
That's so true.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I don't think Pete likes himself either. I think Pete got a tattoo of my brother on his leg, which I should... That's pretty nice of Pete. That was a nice... I think he did. I don't know. Somebody told me that he did that. But if he did, that
You
was,
think it's nice, not weird at all?
Well, of course it's weird. But, I mean, listen, he's Pete Davidson, so...
Yeah, that's true.
So, I don't know.
He can get away with it.
He can get away with it, yeah.
You grew up in... Because I think I remember your brother, Chris Farley, talking about how Catholic your family was.
Yeah.
And
we
were talking about... We all grew up Catholic.
Oh, yeah?
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We all grew up Catholic. Not anymore.
What about you?
The church has had its ups and downs. Listen, some of these guys got to, you know, hey, get it together.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the general, for the most part, listen, the church isn't going to go anywhere. But definitely, if you look back at the history of the Catholic Church, there's some bad things.
Yeah.
But, you know, it keeps going, you know. And I always say it because it's the number one, you know, it's if you're looking at Christianity, it's the that started it all, you know.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, we've had some ups and downs.
Yeah. Well, it's
now it seems to be going through, some changes. What happens is it's so slow to change.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, some of these guys got to get out of there.
Yep. You know?
And so, yeah, but it's I stick to it because it's what we grew up like, the Irish Catholic, you know. It's sort of my faith. It's not, you know, that's not why I'm Catholic. But, yeah, it is gone through. I can see why people... say, I don't want to go to that anymore. You know, I can see that. I definitely, it's understandable, but yeah. I mean, you look at the history of it, it's like, yeah.
Were you guys the family growing up that prayed before dinner? Like, let's say a prayer before dinner and that whole thing.
Blesses the Lord and these, I guess.
That's what I
am. By the grace of the Lord, amen.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty quickly, too.
Really quick. Really fast.
Just to get you can. Food, so you right, can eat. Yeah.
Exactly what we were just talking about off air. Then,
you could say that prayer pretty fast.
Yes.
We were really hungry.
Yes, exactly. Did you give up anything for Lent?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Well, social media.
Really?
I have somebody else do it. Well, then I'll look at it, you know what I mean? But like, I try not to like get too into it just because it's like causes arguments.
Yeah,
I know.
I think with relationships, it's difficult because it's like, I don't know that girl.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
That is 100%.
Greg.
Yes. Yes. Some girl writes something on Twitter. I have no idea who she is.
Exactly. Like, you know, and all of a sudden your life just goes.
Yeah.
I know. Greg sounds exactly like that too.
Who threw a grenade in my house? Yeah, where did that grenade come from?
Exactly.
I don't know what happened. Oh, you know, man. And you're looking around trying to explain yourself. You're like, wait a minute, I actually didn't do anything.
I know.
Yeah,
what
but now I'm in really big
did.
Trouble. Yeah. Right. Wait till I really do something on purpose. No, it does causes trouble.
Yeah.
I think it causes trouble. But, I mean, it's good because I got to promote my shows. You know?
Yeah, of course.
It's good for professional reasons, but, oh, man, it's a devious little thing.
Yeah.
That Mark Zuckerberg, he really came up with a whopper.
Right.
He really did a number on us, you know? That little nerd. He just wanted to be in the frat.
You know, I'll move off the Catholicism thing here in a minute, but growing up, the whole meatless Friday thing used to give me such anxiety as a kid. Like I was like,
think about it today. I'm like, oh, no,
dude,
I screwed up? I'm always, did I screw up? No, I didn't.
Yeah, I know.
That I wanted an Egg McMuffin.
I just had one.
You're like, man.
I know. I've been thinking about
you're already out. It's the first Friday.
I didn't even make it.
Right.
It's the first Friday.
Yeah. Sit, bro. You didn't even get through it.
I've done that so many times where I'm like, I just had an Egg McMuffin.
Right.
I screwed it up.
Dude, Catholicism's the only religion that can make you feel like garbage before breakfast. You know? You're like, oh, God, I'm already going to hell.
Yeah. If you talk to him, you'd be like, you do your best. The meat thing is tough. The meat thing is tough.
It's
tough because everybody eats meat. I mean, you find meat in everything.
Right.
We're here. Kevin Farley, you're over at Comedy Works. You got a show tonight, 9 o'clock. You got a show Saturday at 9 o'clock as well. Chris Farley's brother, of course. We have to talk about it because one of my favorite things is when I saw you at the Joint a couple years ago, you were on stage. You were opening up for Adam Sandler. And towards the end of the set, you started bringing up some stories about Chris Farley. And I was like, oh, my God, this is the best. Because when, Tommy Boy came out, blew my mind. I'd never laughed so hard. Then Black Sheep. And then you go right down the line.
You
and
were both of those, right?
Yeah. Chris would always, I was starting at Second City at the time, which is in Chicago.
Yeah.
And so I was a lot in, I didn't know you were filming. Hi.
Yeah, hi.
And, so I was doing a lot of sketches and that kind of thing. And then he was, killing it. And I'm like, hey, can I be in this new movie, Tommy Boy? And he's like, I just put you in the back, you know. So he'd give me these little roles, but that got my SAG card and that kind of thing. So then I could do acting and that kind of stuff. So, Black Sheep, I got a little role, one-liner thing. And then in Tommy Boy, I got a little one-liner thing. And that got me going. At least it got me going in acting, which is cool.
Weren't you also in Dirty Work with Norm?
With Norm. Norm's a good buddy, too. And,
we love Norm.
He put Chris in that, and then me. I was one of the theater workers.
That's right.
At the cinema. Don Rickles.
Don Rickles is
and,
the manager, right?
As the manager, Artie Lang and me and Don Rickles. And Don didn't know his lines, and so he just improvised all day. The funniest thing, he couldn't get his lines down. So we just said, Bob Saget was directing. He's like, just start talking. I'll film it, And so he did. And then we couldn't stop laughing because he'd look at you in the eye and he had kind of a cross-eyed look or whatever, and nobody could keep a straight face with Don Rickles just in your face insulting you. It was really funny. That was a fun day. That was a lot of fun. That show was fun to work on, too. They shot that in Toronto, too.
Yeah.
With Bob and Norm. I mean, you talk about a fun set.
Yeah.
That was a blast. Those were the days when you could make those kind of movies, and I think they were $15 million or something like that. Not going to break the bank for these studios and stuff. They just don't want to make them anymore because I don't think, they would profit a little bit of money for them, but wasn't enough for them to do. But that's why you don't see them anymore.
You don't see those movies ever.
I mean, we used to make those all day.
Well, that was cool of Sandler to call you up to say, hey, come play the Joint with me. That was fun.
That was
cool. A great show.
I know. That was nice of Sandler to do that. And then Sandler wrote the nice song about Chris. So it was,
I know. That
was amazing.
What did you think about that song the first time you heard it?
It's sad. It's been 20 years now. So, I mean, as time goes by, wounds always heal.
Yeah.
But it's still sad, and that kind of brought up a lot.
I can imagine. It made me sad, but also I was really touched would be the word I would use. I feel like it got everybody on the same page, and you kind of understood how much he meant to Sandler and to other people.
True.
You know,
and to other people. I think that his comedy lives like that, you know, through people, because it was such an innocent comedy. He had such a clownish kind of clowny ability about him, and I think it still resonates with people. And so he really touched on that. Sandler did with that song.
That was nice. I was blown away by
it. Yeah, it was great. It's a nice song. It's a really nice song. So I appreciate that for Adam to do that. You know,
yeah.
It
was nice. My see, used to call him Adam, see? Yeah. You guys are close.
You guys are tough. You call him your name? You call him his name?
Oh, yeah. I only know him as Mr. Sandler, but...
What about Norm? Are you cool with Norm?
I went out on the road with Norm, and he was a trip. We went all the way across Canada together, you know, and oh my God, it was wild. Yeah, I learned a lot from
Norm. Awesome.
But you know, Norm is one of the best stand-ups around. I can learn a lot from him. You know, you learn timing and basic, you know, joke structures, and he's the best. He's the best.
He's great. Yeah. Amazing.
No, he's a great stand-up.
I hate to cut it short, but I know I don't want to take too much of your time. You're very generous to getting up super early to come in here.
I'm not even awake. I won't remember that.
I want to make sure we get all the plugs in. Kevin Farley, you're over at Comedy Works. It is one show a night. Tomorrow. Make sure you're going. It is.
Yeah, come on.
It's
going to
be
last
fun.
Last night
man.
We had a good show. Tonight we're going to have another one, and Saturday we'll have a great one. So awesome. I hope you can come on out.